and welcome everybody to the Great American Golf, Saturday morning, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Arizona time. Great American Golf is on the air. And where you find me? Well, of course, you find us at Golf News Net. Go to golfnewsnet.com, and there on the radio tab and the TV tab, but on the radio tab, you find Great American Golf. You find the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. And then after it airs there a few times, this set over to the big, big audio platforms, wherever you get your podcast and your music and all of that. They're over there forever streaming. Television the same. We have seven new TV shows, and a few of them are being edited together right now. And you're going to be able to go to Golf News Net and then over to Amazon and Apple and Roku and all of that and find the television shows as well. And I have a big email coming out the second week of February. So in 2 weeks, probably around from today, I'm going to be sending out 250,000 emails to all of you who are on my big golf email list. And if you want to be on it, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. Get on my list. And we'll make sure you get it. And what am I sending out here coming up? Well, I'm sending out my favorite PGA Merchandise Show products of the year. And there'll be about 10 or 12 of them. And it's going to be a recap pretty much of my going to the PGA show last week, filming 31 videos, all of which you can find them as they go up one by one by one. I think by tomorrow they should all be up to my LinkedIn at Ray Adams. And then Match Play TV at Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And there's several all already up there. So lots happening. Want to thank all of those companies that have the innovation and the imagination. And we were very, very much excited to be at the PGA show this year. And this segment, folks, is brought to you by Squares Golf Shoes. You know, when you look at Squares, there's always that debate, especially now with Squares going spikeless. You can see the debate in the Speed 3 SL. If you've never worn Squares, there's a good chance it might be for a couple of reasons. One of them might be you didn't really love the look with the square toe and all that, or you're a spikeless only golfer. Well, that may be the reason, but it's all over now because they have spikeless golf shoes at Squares, S-Q-A-I-R-Z, squares.com. And you'll love the Speed 3 SL. It's lightweight. It's breathable. It's a performance shoe. It's a comfort shoe. It has all-day comfort. It's structured internally to support your feet during your rotation, during your swing. It's stable where it matters, and it's not soft where it hurts performance. The Speed SL, the Speed 3 SL is all about what you're looking for. And you want to get to squares.com and find out more about this golf shoe and all the others they have. Don't forget they have baseball shoes, pickleball shoes, and shoes for men and women, and they have wider widths now available also. So lots going on at squares.com. All right, guys. Can't wait to get into it here. Dr. Bob, I know you have two or three things that you want to cover. I'll let you kick it off. Craig and I are going to jump in with you. I've got a statement from Patrick Reed that I'm going to read. I don't know whether you have read that statement or not, but we will definitely have a look at it here in a second. But go ahead, Bob.
Well, my just view of where we are right now is we're in the midst of a golf boom right now in the country as far as the National Golf Foundation is being it's telling us that the golf is up and it's moving in the right direction. I'm also know that we all are coming. Some of us are coming from the PGA show where we saw the 34,000 attend. It was a big boost in attendance and business in the marketplace.
And I will say, Bob, just to interject, bear with me. I'm so sorry. I don't want to interrupt, but just to interject, I will say that this show was probably the best PGA show in 10 years. For me.
Okay. All right.
And there was not really an inch of floor space available anywhere. Go ahead.
Yes, 1,195 exhibitors, they tell us, and some of the stats are across a $1.1 million square foot of exhibit space. So that's the way the PGA show shaked out. But it was positive signs, so it's good to see that. I know that we've had the headlines on the tour of the return of Brooks Koepka for this week's Farmers Insurance Open, and we have news that Patrick Reed is going to be now a free agent. He's going to find his way back. We'll be discussing that. So those are is showing that there's people that want to come back into the fold of the PGA Tour because they know exactly what they're going to be up against and what they want to face for the rest of their career. And I think that's part of what we're at right now. The final thing I wanted to mention to you is it's interesting to see Nelly Korda balk at trying to be intermittently going right into the Winter TGL League for the women when she said we're Tiger and Rory missed a big miss of having integrated TGL League, women and men together, which would be better viewership. And I kind of agree with Nelly Korda on that. I think that'd be much better to see them mix the two together if they're going to have indoor golf next winter. So those are some of the headlines I've been reading, and that's where I stand.
Oh, there's obviously that and so much more, but thank you for that, Craig. I don't know if you've got kind of a kickoff statement or an overview, but it looks like the PGA Tour has finally, after 3 years, figured out how we might get the tours to work together. Now, not everybody can come over or is trying to come over. It looks like DeChambeau and Sergio Garcia and John Rahm and some of the bigger names like that have decided to stay where they are for now. LIV is going big in 2026. They've got sponsors and TV, and they've got their locations, and they're they're off to the races. But I think that with these guys coming back playing golf, and it may take them a little while to get up to tournament tough conditions. But what do you make of it, Craig?
I don't think it changes a whole heck of a lot. LIV is not everything that I would have probably imagined what they were going for, but I still think that they are looking at a global tour, and they're building on the team environment. Patrick and Brooks leaving, I guess in certain ways does affect them a little bit, but the same thing that I say. Going forward, I don't think if Brooks and Patrick play this week, and Brooks is playing, but if Patrick could, I don't see a big jump and spike in people watching or attendance at these events. I just don't see it making a huge difference here. Does it make it better for the PGA Tour that Brooks is back? Great. I don't think that the type of golf that they were playing at LIV caused his game to go down. He had a very good period. He's won more majors than golf tournaments, so I don't know what it does as far as normal tournaments. Would I expect Brooks to play well this week? No, not really, because he's never played well before at most golf tournaments. So, unless they're a major. So, I don't really think it changes the dynamics a whole lot of LIV or the PGA Tour. I know certain players are going to say things like that, but I don't see a big difference.
But does it, whether they play well or not, or it makes a big difference in all of that, does it help with television viewing at all, do you think? Are the viewers happier that some of the bigger names are now coming back week in and week out on the tour? And does it show that there is a healing process going on after 3 or more years of just kind of a bloody brawl between the two of them?
I don't. They want to, I mean, Patrick is going to play DP Tour. Brooks is going to play the PGA. They let him back in because, oh, he's won multiple majors. Okay, well, Patrick's won one, and they're going to financially take that out. Okay, like I said, I just don't see that as that big a deal. I think it's poor that somebody can leave a job and that they can't come back, especially somebody that's an independent contractor. So, I just don't see it. I just don't
Well,
see it making a big change.
we've kind of learned that they're not so much independent contractors. They're really not. I mean,
Yeah, oh, I agree.
we always thought that, but not really, Bob. What do you make of it?
No, I think that's the same thing. Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to mention that the 2026 American Express Championship announced that it had a viewership record over averaging 515,000 viewers over 4 days, and it reached a peak of 1 million at one point in the final round. Obviously, there was no football at that time that beat against it, and that helped. And Scottie Scheffler dominated the thing helped. And their attendance was strong, so that was a boon, and we don't know if that's going to be an abnormal spike or not, but that was announced.
Koepka had a statement that he put out this last week. After careful thought and consideration, my family and I have decided that I will no longer compete on the LIV Golf Tour. I'm excited to announce I'm turning to the PGA Tour as a past champion member for the 27 season, and I'm eligible to begin competing in PGA Tour events later this year. I will continue to compete and play as an honorary lifetime member on the DP World Tour, which is something I'm truly honored and excited to do. He goes on to say, I'm a traditionalist at heart, and I was born to play on the PGA Tour, which is where my story began with my wife, Justine. I'm very fortunate for the opportunity that has come my way and grateful for the life we have created. I'm moving forward in my career, and I look forward to compete on the PGA Tour and DP World Tour. I can't wait to get back out there and revisit some of the best places on earth. I want to thank everybody, so on and so forth. I just ask that you respect the decision we've made for our family, our children, and our future. Thank you for your continued support. Now, this is coming, the official statement from Patrick Reed. Well, okay, here's a comment. It's great for everybody to come back, or whoever is coming back to come back. And I'm presuming that the PGA Tour leadership that is doing this, and Bob, you can correct me and help us as far as who gets to come back or not. But regardless of that, they already took the money. They have legacy money for generations to come. If any of them come back, DeChambeau or anybody, they have more money than the generations to come can spend, especially if it's invested wisely. So they've got the money, and now they're coming back to play in the PGA Tour, which I never thought there should have been a problem. People should have been able to go back and forth at will. That said, I know a lot of people disagree with that. Certainly the tour disagreed with it, but now apparently they agree with it. Tell me where I'm going wrong. They've already got the money, so it's kind of easy to come back and play the tour now that they're loaded to the gills with truckloads of cash.
Yes, I thought it was interesting that Patrick Reed said he wanted to, be closer to his family, et cetera, et cetera. He played in 30 events last year, and that's quite a hike, especially on that tour.
Well, between Liv and DP, I guess. I don't know. Craig, they already got the money, so it's easy to come back, isn't it?
Well, I, yes, we don't know what. At least I don't know what Patrick got or what Brooks got. I don't remember the number.
Oh, I'm
But
sure it's hundreds of millions of dollars.
I don't think it was that much. But I mean, regardless of that, the reality is that Brooks was a participant on Dustin Johnson's team. He was not one of the team owners. Patrick wasn't one of the team owners. So they didn't invest back in LIV or whatever. They don't have a financial gain into that as far as like the other players do. I don't know that they are necessarily the big fish right now that they see on LIV either. I think that's part of the reason they're back too.
Huh, interesting. All right. Well, let's move forward and have a look at the Farmers Insurance leaderboard. Speaking of Brooks Koepka, how's everybody doing, Craig?
Well, I haven't been able to find that yet. So give me a couple minutes,
No
Ray.
problem. We'll get there. We're going to look at the leaderboard. We'll check out schedules coming up. Lots happening going on. And I'm interested in hearing your comment from the last show, Craig, where Bob and I talked about Paul Azinger and his statement. Bob, bring us up to speed on what Paul Azinger said about his comments and how he had a difficult time broadcasting because of some of the technical issues, which he now says they have cured. But then he made another statement in there, and you and I talked about it. What was that statement? Do you remember?
It's the most difficult year of his life in golf, wasn't it?
As far as broadcasting.
Broadcasting, yeah. We had nothing to do with his personal health issues we had in the 90s,
But
obviously.
then he said, something else, which I have
He oh
surprised
yes, he
me.
said he's had it with the PGA Tour.
I would rather cover the senior guys or the senior the champions tour. I've had it with the PGA tour.
Thank you.
Craig?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh yeah, it's in an article. We read it.
They're changing a lot of things. Paul's going to be old school with the way he does that. I knew he was unhappy with the broadcast because they're not there anymore, if that's correct. Or there's going to be certain ones that they're at and certain ones they're not at. So that made it difficult. And no offense, he was right. He was spot on with his complaints as far as that. Out there dealing, I don't know why he was tired of dealing with the big tour versus the champions. We've talked about this before, and even lately, the amount of it was right before we broke for Christmas.
Yeah.
Getting an interview, dealing with the players is so much easier on the Champions Tour than it is out there on the tour.
Oh, I can attest to that. I could attest to that. I've been filming TV shows for 16 years, and I've filmed a lot of PGA Tour players over the years and DP World players over the years. But getting the Champions Tour guys to sit down and film is much, much easier. Go ahead.
You're going to have the waste management here coming up, and I said this last year. You're going to walk in the gates, and you're going to have these areas that are going to say, "Please do not ask for autographs." And it's like, really? Are you
Yeah.
kidding me?
No.
In certain areas, I mean, it's like this is how you're trying to build a sport and build client relations and with the fans. Can you see that at a baseball game or a football game? I mean, basketball game?
Yeah.
But nope, that's what we do in golf. Okay. The PGA Tour is they yes, they got two players, or essentially they got Brooks back and they got Patrick Reed back. Great. I'm still not convinced the tour is as strong as they think, as what they're showing right now. I
Right.
just don't believe it.
Well, Brooks Koepka is setting at T58 after a 73-68 set of rounds last night, coming in at T58. You look at all of the other players out there. You've got a leaderboard that I don't know that the PGA Tour is all that excited about. I mean, they want the big names. They want the big rivalries. They want the big crowd pleasers, the marquee names up there on the leaderboard. Unfortunately, they've got Justin Rose is one of them. He shot a 62 and a 65, so he's playing lights out golf over there. But then you get into names like Seamus Power, Joel Dahman, Max McGreevy, Siwoo Kim, Danny Walker, Justin Lauer, Michael Thorburnson, Sabath Sabath Thigala, Rio Hisatuni, Eric Cole, the Iron Man of Golf, Pat Maverick McNealy, Lipsky, Ken Ventura, Meisner. I mean, we're going on and on, and I'm not
Ken
going to go
Ventura, I like
anymore.
it.
Well, not Venturi, but Ventura, right?
Right. You're close. You're close.
Ken Ventura or Chris Ventura, forgive me, Chris
Chris.
Ventura. But anyway, so these are not household names, and yet there they are. And of course, any of them can win at any time during the week. We've seen that over the years. Any one of them can win at any moment. Now the question is, can Justin Rose at 45 years old hold on and win this golf tournament, Craig?
Yes, it's a golf course built for him. It's tough. You have to draw it. You have to control your ball well. If Justin putts well, yes. I mean, it's a good golf course for Justin, in my opinion.
Then I agree, Bob.
I like it. That chances, and I still think he's got a major left in him.
Do you
Yeah,
really?
I do.
on
I
tough
sure would
golf
love to.
courses,
I
a
sure
tough
would
golf
love to
course.
see him win. He's won a U.S. Open, the toughest golf tournament on the earth. He darn near at 18 years old won an Open championship, and I'd like to see him go on and win the Open championship. Being an Englishman, I would love to see that. And hey, like you, I think he's got it in him. And hey, why not? Why not
He
Justin Rose?
plays well at Augusta, I know that.
Well,
And
okay.
they're going back to Philly for the championship this year, right? So they're going to, not at Marion, but they're at Aronimink, correct?
Aronimink, yep.
You're talking about the U.S. Open? U.S. Open is at Shinnecock.
No, I'm talking about the PGA
PGA.
Championship.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. So sorry. So sorry. Yeah. Misunderstood. But yeah. So look, this is good. I think this is going to be one of the most exciting major championship seasons that we've had in a very long time. The Masters, the U.S. Open, the PGA, and the Open Championship, I think, are going to be great, great events. And the women are playing their U.S. Open at Riviera, and they've got other great venues too. So I think the women and the men are going to give us a lot of thrills and a lot of leaderboard surprises. Don't you guys, Bob?
Oh yeah, I definitely think so. I just, I think here we are a year out from what would be the next contraction of the tour, and to me, the 2027 is going to be the most interesting and revealing of them all, of what it's going to be look like for some of the mainstays we've had in the schedule. So it remains to be seen how that's going to shake out when we actually roll it out. But I don't know. I'm just sort of skeptical about what the viewership is going to be. I think it's going to be spotty. I think the viewerships will be strong for the majors, but I just think that it's a real test, a big, big test.
Really? Well, I mean, Scottie Scheffler won number 20 last week. Let's drill down a little bit on that one. He's the what, two or three records set. The only thing, I mean, and you can give us his records that he set, Bob, and I can't wait to hear Craig comment on Scottie Scheffler. But my comment was, after it was all said and done, he is now automatic Ryder Cup captain. He's automatic Hall of Fame. Tell me where I'm going wrong on that one, Bob and Craig, but
He's
give
okay.
us his
Well,
records.
by winning his 20th event on the PGA Tour, he matched Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods to do it before the age of 30. He is the second quickest in starts behind Tiger to do it in that group. So he accomplished that, and yes, he is well above the threshold that you need to qualify for those things. And when you say he's automatically a chance to be a captain, can you imagine him being a captain? That would
Well,
be interesting.
I can,
I'm thinking
though.
about the public relations and the speaking to the public and those kind of things. Behind the scenes, yes, he'd be a good captain. But I'm just thinking about what kind of guy he is. And when you tug on a captain as all those things crashing on you, you're asked to do millions of things at a moment's notice. I don't know if he'd be that interested right away.
Well, I don't know that he's anywhere near being a captain. I would
No,
think that
no.
he's 10 years out.
Yes, but I'm just my point.
Right.
He's not that gregarious when it comes to that.
No.
He's a hard, good lunch pail, strong, great player, sticks to his routine, keeps his health. He'll blow a lot of records out the window.
Yeah. Well, but Luke Donald is not a charismatic, big, outgoing movie star kind of a person. He's quiet, he's reserved, he's an elegant person, but he certainly knows what to say when it's time to say it, not just privately with the team, but publicly with the golf fans and the journalists around the world. Go ahead, Bob.
I would like to think Craig might agree with me that he's very savvy when he has to be. Very savvy.
Yes, I agree. Yep. Yeah.
I think he's sneaky savvy. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And it looks like we haven't heard anything. We don't know, but there is a consideration going on that he could be three times in a row at Adair Manor, the European Ryder Cup captain, yet one more time. Let's see what happens. I hope it does happen. I do. And if he's not the captain of the Ryder Cup, then who should be for the European team, Bob?
I really don't have a favorite, to be honest with you, at this moment.
Well, Craig, do you have anybody in mind?
No, not at all. No.
I'm thinking GMAC, Graham McDowell.
Yeah, but he's on live.
Well, but okay, we got to get over Liv. Not you got to get over it, but I think the world is slowly maybe getting over it. And by the time he's ready to get, well, it could be that he would be ready to be a captain. He may be. But with Liv, well, yeah, don't you have to be a member of the PGA or and the European DP World Tour to be a captain? Don't you have to be a member, Bob?
Yes, you have to be a member.
And I don't know if he maintained his membership at the DP Worlds. So that's a good point, Craig. All right, Scotty Scheffler, we looked at him. Let's go back to the Farmers leaderboard and get down to the big name that everybody's been talking about now for a couple of 2 or 3 weeks, and that's Brooks Koepka shooting a 73-68. On that golf course, is on the North Course, is that a big deal, Craig, that he shoots 73-68 and he's at the bottom of the leaderboard after the cut line? I mean, is that any big deal, or are we
No,
worried about
I don't
that,
think
or
so. Like I said,
is he just getting ready to get ready?
no, I think Brooks is as ready as ready. I mean, like I said, I believe he's only got 2 wins outside majors, correct? So why would anybody expect that he's going to start all of a sudden winning events that aren't majors? I just don't, like I said, I that doesn't Brooks that no, I just don't see a whole lot of him doing a whole lot there because he hasn't won a whole lot outside of a major to begin with.
Yeah. All right, very good. All right, we're going to come back here in just a moment after our break with Craig Renshaw, our PGA professional, PGA of America professional. He's a lifer. We're calling you a lifer, Craig. You just got to pay
That's
those
fine.
fees. Pay those
That's right. That's
fees.
right.
And then we're going to mention the PGA show and some of the interviews I did, and well, some that I couldn't do. And I know you sent me one or two little blurbs there over the last week or two. One of them being another PGA of America executive resigns. Bob and I touched base on that, running the PGA Championship, a big job, but one more resigns, citing family matters as the main reason. When we come back, Craig and Bob and I will comment on that. Bob, they're already asking for nuggets.
I
Where's
got
my
one.
nut? One of them says, "Where is my nugget?" All right, we have time. Go ahead and leave us with a 2 minute nugget, Bob.
Okay. Well, on Friday, I think back to a gentleman that came from Springfield, Missouri, and he would have been 69 today. And he that's Payne Stewart. And I think about what that gentleman would have meant had he lived to the game of golf, to the landscape of sports, to a lot of different factors. And we miss him. And obviously, I think about unique thing. And he was born in 1957, so in Springfield, Missouri. And I think about the times I interacted with him and met him and so forth. And he was bigger in life many times. And I just think that it was sadness that we have to lose those kind of individuals when we really could use them right now.
Well, you've got to wonder where Paige would have stood on the side of Liv or the PGA Tour, or whether he would have been a diplomat, Craig. My personal opinion is that Payne would have been a staunch PGA Tour supporter, but I know that he was very open-minded about a lot of things, and he was a bit of a diplomat. He was also, he had the little maverick streak in him too. Craig, where do you think Payne would have stood on this?
I think he would have been squarely on the PGA Tour side.
I think so too.
I don't think there's any doubt. He's very loyal. Not saying those people that switched aren't, but I just think he would have probably been done with the Champions Tour and everything like that, and been a very, very, very much a figurehead and that kind of stuff. I don't see any reason why he would have gone the other way.
Yeah. All right. We're going to come back in just a moment. Bob will have more nuggets and Craig is going to have more choice comments. We've got several more things to talk about. And gentlemen, let's pull up the schedules and have a look at where we're headed with the ladies and the Europeans and the PGA Tour and the Champions Tour. Let's find out where we're all headed together And we'll drill down a little bit on the Phoenix Open coming up next week. We've got our Monday Golf Lifestyle Show coming up, folks. That will be this coming Monday. And we'll have all of the weekend wrap up on all of the scores and leaderboards. And we will be into the practice rounds of the Phoenix Open here at the Tournament Players Club in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we'll have a lot to talk about throughout the week on the next three shows about the Phoenix Open. Back in just a moment, everybody, please stay tuned and listen to these great messages coming up. They're going to help you with your game and make your life a bit better out there to have more fun and score better. Stay with me and have a listen.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our Golf Performance Center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
All right, greetings and welcome back. Hello, everybody. Ray Adams, and we are back with Great American Golf Saturday morning. And we've got the cut lines done. We've got some great golf being played out at the Farmers. And this is the last year that the Farmers Insurance Company is going to be sponsoring this wonderful tournament. It is a historic event for their sponsorship over the years. It's also now a bit of sadness and some concern in some people's opinions that Farmers is out, and there are several other big events through the year that are out. So welcome back, everybody, with Craig Renshaw, our PGA of America professional, and Dr. Bob Denny, our PGA of America historian emeritus. So let me start with you, Craig. Farmers is out as a sponsor. They've got two more days to go, and after all these years, they're done. Is that a concern to, I don't know about the fans, but is that a concern to the tour that Farmers, a massive longtime sponsor, out?
Yeah, they'll spin it that it's not because they're wanting to get rid of tournaments. So they're okay with that. But you know, in my mind, I think it is, but you know, not right or wrong, but the one thing golf has done on the ladies tour, men's tour, I just don't see if they can get another dollar, they're going to lose the tournament sponsor and move here or move there. We're not even calling it the Hope anymore or anything. You know, that we just don't do that anymore. There's none of that. And so to me, golf is losing that part of the tradition of the tournaments and using those old sponsors or individuals that help carry those tournaments and the pro-ams the way they used to do those events. They don't call them that anymore. They don't even reference them anymore. And so they're losing that, and that's the way it's evolving right now.
It's true. It is. And I think it's sad. Long ago, The celebrities, the Hollywood celebrities' names were attached to tournament. That ended decades ago, and we went to corporate sponsors. But Bob, the Farmers Company is not the only one that is abandoning their sponsorship, that they're discontinuing it. There are several other tournaments, and I don't know, Craig alluded to maybe this Farmers Insurance tournament falls off the schedule. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm living about a mile and a half from the Coughlin Classic in Palm Beach Gardens, where prior to that, for nearly 40 years, it was the Honda Classic in South Florida,
They're
and
gone.
one of the greatest anchors of all the tour. But because they could see the writing on the wall that they're not going to be a signature event, and the Arnold Palmer Ch Championship will always be one ahead of it, I think they felt they were going to just gonna not gonna have a chance. So here we are with the cognizant, and now we're very cognizant of what's happening in our season scoreboard. So
Yes, and we're approaching this with acceptance, our word of the year.
right, those other ones we are accepting right now are the fact that Wells Fargo is not there, and Sanderson Farms, and now this Farmers Insurance. And I think other notable departures would include the Northern Trust. So I think that those factor into it. But what is the new acceptance for us as golf fans?
Well, the new acceptance is we're going to miss several events, but we're going to be listening to what they tell. In other words, we're going to eat what they feed us. Whatever's on the plate, we're going to eat it. If we don't want it, we push it away and change channels. Craig, where am I going wrong?
No, I think that's right.
They're not asking our opinion, Craig, are they?
No,
I don't
and they
think I
were.
got a survey. Did you get one?
I mean, well, the last of the thing is the PGA Tour has never made a decision on anything except money. So, and I'm not saying a lot of companies don't. So, that's not saying one way or the other. But the reality is, if the tour can get events that they can compete somewhat with LIV, and they want to narrow it. That when they narrow it, that'll give the TGL more acceptance because then they won't have competition with golf and other ones. I'm convinced that that's another part of the reason why they're narrowing the schedule because they want to give that a clear thing on during the week. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there'll be some events that are going to, well, the whole schedule is going to shake up. But it looks like for 2026, Bob and Craig, the schedule is pretty much the same. I don't know that I'm seeing a whole lot of a shakeup yet. Do you?
Other than the fact that we just had one less tournament in Hawaii, is that what you mean?
Well, there's
Yeah.
that change, and we know that. And Mark Rolfing, I don't know if anybody read the article, but Mark Rolfing is working morning, noon, and night to make sure that he keeps the tournament on the schedule. And he said it's an uphill battle. It's difficult, but if there's anybody that can do it, it would be Mark Rolfing. He wants to keep the tournament there. And of course, at the end of the day, it was canceled because they said there was water issues with the course. And yet, Craig, when it came right down to it, the course is in the most beautiful shape that maybe it's ever been in, ready for the golf tournament. But it was too late knowing it when they were scheduling the event. Craig, is that all a pile of it, or what's going on there?
I think it made it easier. They created that. I don't want to say the lack of water created an opening for the tour to do something that, just fell into their hands, and they were able to, say, well, we're not going to do this. Conditions aren't up to this. Mark said probably a month ago that he told the tour, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago that they were going to have trouble. So, like I said, the tour is going to do what they want to do. Great. Good for them. But, like I said, they want the loyalty from the players. They want loyalty from everybody, but they're not that way. And it just, okay. If you can pay them an extra dollar, they'll hold the tournament there.
All right. How did Scottie Scheffler do this week, guys? That's a little bit of a rhetorical question to get a discussion. What's happening with Scottie Scheffler at the Farmers? He wins last week, and then what does he do?
God, he's not in the tournament. I
He's
was going to say,
out.
I think he took a week off.
He took a week off, and I don't know that he's in the field for the Phoenix Open, but I think that he is. Nice
Well.
to see Keegan Bradley, Chris Gauthier up a winner, Adam Scott, Tony Finau, Wyndham Clark, a lot of big names playing in the Farmers that will be likely coming on to Phoenix in next week, and we'll see how we do with that. Jason Day, who just had another a good event. J Day, we love watching J Day play golf. Anytime he plays well, we're excited for him. But Patrick Cantlay misses the cut along with a few others. So that kind of wraps up the Farmers, and we're talking about some schedules and what have you. Let's return to that in a moment. Craig, one of your PGA of America colleagues, one of the executives running the PGA championship, resigns, citing family members. Is that a big deal, or is it just another person who got into a position and then, in a relatively short period of time, said, wait a minute, this really isn't for me?
Well,
Are you worried about it at all as far as the PGA, or is it just another event that we're seeing fall into place?
No, I think it's a bigger issue that, I mean, it's saying there's issues going on in my organization, and this is just another one. It's just the snowball just keeps going rolling further and faster down the hill. We'll be able to keep things going. We'll be able to find another guy to go here or do this, but we got an event here in a few months. You mean to tell me, and it doesn't mean it's not, that if this gentleman is running this event and is in charge of this, we couldn't somehow come with some agreement that he could come back once or twice or whatever to continue this job versus no, I got to resign. Maybe it couldn't happen that way, but it's shocking to me that we keep having all these people that are, they can't speak to people, and now they're just resigning.
Well, there are PGA of America executives that are not allowed to do interviews, and we will leave it at that. Bob, I know you have a comment.
Well, I know Ryan Ogle. I met with him. He's a native of Norman, Oklahoma, and he now is going to be the vice president of sales and service at Churchill Downs in Louisville. And
Wow.
here's one of the stats about Ryan, which is unique about many championship directors. He's relocated with his family 8 times in 13 years, and I
Well.
think that it might have reached a point of burnout. It could have easily been he's finally found a spot, but he said timing is never perfect when you're making a move. And seldom is it. I agree with that. But also the fact that maybe this is his chance that he found where he could settle and go for it. I know it's not good 4 months before a championship, but here we are.
Well, I think they've already replaced him with a very capable person, and we'll move forward. We're going to have a championship no matter what, under the hand of Don Rae and the rest of the PGA of America. I think it'll be a great PGA championship, and he couldn't have picked a better city. I mean, there's a lot of great cities out there, but to land in Louisville, Kentucky, we love Louisville. I got my graduate degree in Louisville, lived there for a number of years long ago as I studied. And earned a graduate degree from Louisville, Kentucky. So it's a great town. It's a great city. There's beautiful golf. We have Valhalla Country Club where they had the Ryder Cup there. I'm sure we'll be returning to Valhalla numerous times going forward. It's a bit of a bellwether city. So we love Louisville. And we wish him all the best. Okay, moving forward, the American Express, Scottie Scheffler wins it. Now we're at Torrey Pines, one of my favorite golf courses on the planet. And I want to drill down because one of our listeners has already made a comment. This is great for a public municipal golf course, but who can afford it? Craig, it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars to play these municipal golf courses. How are they able to reconcile that they are a wonderful golf course of American history, major championships, great play, a lot of fun, the beauty of the Pacific Ocean, and that everybody wants to play Torrey Pines like they do several of these other big municipal public golf courses, but most golfers can't afford to play. What say you?
Well, you can't go play Wrigley Field.
Well, but we're not playing baseball. We're talking about golf.
But this is the only sport that allows you to do that. So you can't go play Boston Garden. You're lucky that you even have the opportunity to do that. Golf is a very expensive sport. It's not a cheap sport. I know that. But it's when you have two golf courses, you have grass everywhere. It's an expensive sport to water, fertilize, and all that stuff. I feel for you, but that's just the way this sport is. It always has been that way. It's
Bob?
not a cheap sport. I agree. Neither
No.
skiing. Neither skiing.
No, skiing is not a cheap sport either. It's very expensive. By the time you get all the equipment and pay your lift tickets and all that jazz, depending on where you go, it is an expensive day out on the slopes. And it's the same thing with golf. But I mean, really, I wish that these municipal courses could be more in line with being, municipal and be, let's say, a couple $100, maybe.
They are for the county residents.
Well, okay.
Mean, that's that. I mean, Papago's expensive, but if Papago's cheaper for the city residents, the county residents in San Diego, they get a quite a bit of a discount to play there.
I used to think pace of play was one of the biggest things affecting golf, and I think affordability now is right up there. I think that has a lot to do with the average player. It's certainly not helped the underserved communities. I've heard veterans tell me about the, sure, they get veteran discounts to go in these courses, but when they see what they have to do on a constant basis, that it sort of takes away some of the luster for it. I just looked up while we're on a break here that the average green fee for 18-hole municipal golf courses in the United States generally ranges from 30 to 60 on weekdays and 50 to 85 on weekends. Well, in today's economy, that's pretty good.
That's
And
cheap.
yes, comparing to that. But when we're talking about high-end resort golf courses, I'm thinking of PGA National down the street from where I live. I'm thinking of Torrey Pines. I'm thinking of Hawaiian courses. I'm thinking of, a lot of different things that you see around the country. I can't name them all in front of me, but obviously that they are taking advantage of where they are and what they can do because they host big events. And that PGA Frisco and when in season. In Frisco, Texas, right next to the PGA of America offices, average being $215 to $315, depends on
Unbelievable.
what season. So we're not getting the best of that for us, but I do know that Craig was absolutely right. It takes a lot to run a golf course, over 400,000 on average in many golf courses, maybe higher, much higher, depending on
Oh, there's
staff
no
for
question
the
about it. I
institution.
mean,
So that affects everything, but there's got to be a way to try to balance it, and I hope we can. I really do, because that affects the future of the game.
All right, schedules. Let's have a look at where we're headed. We know that next week we'll wrap up the Farmers and all the other world golf going on right now on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, day after tomorrow, Monday, right here on golfnewsnet.com. And then it streams on all the big platforms after a day or so. So you can find me everywhere that you listen to audio, podcasting, whatever. So we're headed to the Phoenix Open. That's going to be happening. A lot of history there, a lot of lore, a lot of stories. I grew up going to the Phoenix Open, starting at Phoenix Country Club, a very sentimental place for me, and then over to the TPC. So lots of things going on there, and I'm working on getting a very special guest on the show on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show for us about the Phoenix Open, a past champion, and let's see what we can do to make that happen. LPGA Tour, Bob, what do we have with the ladies?
Currently, the Tournament of Champions is happening in Lake Nona, just outside of Orlando. And the top of the leaderboard is Lydia Ko and Lottie Woad of England. The only American within shooting distance is Nelly Korda. She's 3 strokes back, the lone American among the top 10. After that, it's a 3-week tour of Asia for the women. And the PGA Tour champions won't return to action until February 13th at Tiburon in Naples.
Yes, so they're out for a little while, having played the Mitsubishi Electric, and they're back the 13th, 14th, and 15th. The Chubb Classic happens in Naples, so that's what's going on with PGA Tour champions, and then of course the LPGA we mentioned, and the DP World. What's going on with the Euros, Bob?
The Euros are over in
Yes,
Bahrain.
they are, and I've been to Bahrain.
Bahrain. And I do know that there's one interesting person who's tied for 36 on the leaderboard at the moment,
Yeah,
Patrick Reed,
there he
who's right
is.
there. There he is.
Says it's an honor to play in the DP World. He's going to continue to do that. And Patrick Reed is one of these compelling people. They call him Captain America for his Ryder Cup work. Not at the Ryder Cup recently, but who knows if he plays well and coming back to the PGA Tour. Let's get him back on the Ryder Cup. That's what I would love to see, is Patrick Reed back on Captain America. And who knows? Patrick Reed wins a few more times. He's already got a major. Here's another one. Ryder Cup captain material, especially with the reputation of being a Captain America. Go ahead, Bob.
And look who's 8 strokes behind the leader in the DP, Sergio Garcia,
There's another one, LIV Golf.
a name from the past.
Yeah, Sergio. Well, Sergio can still win. He can still play. And we like to see Sergio out there, and who knows? We'll see what happens. All right, so the Bahrain Championship is going on, and then they head over to the Middle East event. And on my schedule, I have a TBA to be announced. Do you have a Middle East event that is to be announced, Bob, for the 5th through the 8th? Because I don't see one. Maybe I need to
Right.
get an updated schedule.
And from the, I don't see one at the present time. I see only the I see the 29. Excuse me. We're looking past that. I was seeing. Here we are. I got it. The Qatar Masters.
Qatar Masters, when is
And it's
that?
pronounced Qatar, but Qatar
Well, I
or
lived over
Qatar.
there for 6 weeks, and
It's Qatar.
the Qataris say Qatar, but I
Qatar.
know
Okay.
all the journalists and everybody else say Qatar or gutter. They say all of that silliness, but all I know is the Qataris say
The
Qatar.
Qatar,
Go
okay.
ahead.
All right. If you can play guitar, you're fine. All right. All right. That's wonderful. Then after that, they take a little break and head over to Kenya,
The magical
Nairobi,
Kenya
Kenya.
Open.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yes,
I'm excited about the Kenyan Open. I want to see more about that. And all of these are such exotic locations. When you talk about the DP World Tour, they play in so many different amazing places. I think playing on the DP World Tour may be more exciting for the players in all the different countries they get to go to than even the PGA Tour. I mean, Johannesburg, they get to go to China, they go to Kenya. Qatar, Bahrain, South Africa, Australia. I mean, they go to the Turkish Airlines Open, the Volvo China Open in China, and then of course the Masters is on the schedule, the Hero Indian Open. The DP World Tour is just a very, very, very exotic tour. I love all the
I
city.
call it the National Geographic Tour. That's not okay.
Great, great, great way to call them, the National Geographic Tour. I love it. And more about that and all of that as we wrap up all the world's great golf coming up this coming Monday on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. I want to thank Tour Edge Golf for sponsoring this segment at touredge.com. Don't forget the new exotic Tour Edge golf balls. You've got to get them. You've got to play them at touredge.com. And then I also want to thank CertaFresh Cigar. You know, one of my all-time great sponsors is CertaFresh Cigar. And I saw them at the PGA Golf Show, did a great video with them. And did 31 videos. I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of those videos and those great sponsors. I also want to thank the Montezel Hotel and Casino. They're in Payson, Arizona, a little chilly in the mountains right now, but year-round, place for place. I love the Montezel Hotel and Casino, and I love Payson, Arizona, the gateway to the Rim Country. They're the friendliest casino in Arizona, and we love staying there. We love playing there. The food is great. The people are so nice at the Montezel Hotel and Casino in Payson, Arizona. All right, Bob, thanks so much. We'll be with you and Craig on Monday and looking forward to every bit of it. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Play some great golf, have some fun, and make sure you go to some of these great websites that I've been giving you, these various different companies. And I'll do a lot more, especially in my Anthem only segment sponsors on the Monday Golf Lifestyle.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.